Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Be thankful. It's going to be a great day. God's good. So good. It's been beautiful up here. So that's been fantastic. But this morning I was reading in Romans chapter 5. Because chapter 5 verse 1, it says, therefore, being justified out from faith, we have peace with God, and the dividing line is our Lord Jesus Christ. We have peace with God. When Adam transgressed against God, the connection was severed. And now we have peace. It's a state of undisturbed well-being between you and God. Verse 2, by whom? By Christ Jesus. We also have obtained access by faith, or through faith, into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Again, Jesus Christ is coming back, and when you rejoice and when you set that that hope in your mind, that expectation of future good, it purifies. That's also in the word. Verse 3, and not only so, but we rejoice also in tribulation, knowing that tribulation, it affects your patience. I want to go over this today because no matter what's going on, there are verses in the word to get through it. There are verses in the word where you read and you recognize, like, God knows what's going on in your life. If you're going through tribulation, and tribulation, again, it means pressure, it means compression, stress, affliction, knowing that tribulation, it affects your patient enduring. It's learning how to be patient and endure patience during a time of tribulation. It works on you. And once you've had that, you've had experience. So again, knowing that tribulation, it affects your patient enduring. And patience, experience. That's the state of being tried, and experience, the expectation of future good or hope. And hope maketh not ashamed. Hope will never cause shame. If you're going through the tribulation, knowing that it's working on you to learn how to become patient during that time. And once you've done that over and over and over again, you've learned experience. You have experience so that when tribulation comes, you're not freaking out. And then you get to a state where you have an expectation of future good during tribulation. Like right now, we're going through the peaks and the valleys of business where you get tight with money. You get tight with sales. And what do? You rely, like what I do is I rely on experience. My experience, I've experienced this before. I've experienced much worse in our business. And God has always pulled through. So while I go through this tribulation, I know that God is taking care of it. And who knows what the reason is? He sets the day side by side in order that we find nothing past him. But it's nice. It's even more of a blessing to be able to rely on my brother when I lean on him and say, you know, I'm worried about this, I'm worried about this, I'm worried about sales here. And he'll say, well, it's a good thing if my knees hurt right now. So if we were really busy, what would we do? If you surround yourself with people who also believe, who also have experience, who also are men and women of God who have learned to stand, you can rely on them in those times. That's why it's so important to be surrounded with believers. Who are you hanging out with? Who are you around? Who are you surrounded by? What do they bring to the table in your life, especially when it comes to spiritual things? Because God will provide. God will take care of you. You are learning how to experience tribulation and to be set in a state where you're not freaking out. That's what God does for you in your life. I want to finish up with the end of this verse. And hope, it maketh not ashamed, or hope will never cause shame, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, or the power from on high, which is given to us. God is love, and that perfect love, it casteth out fear. And I'm not just saying it, it's in the word. Love, God's love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. You don't have to live your life in a state being tormented with stress. It does not exist when you believe, when you have faith. You rely on the source. Where are you putting your trust? Where? What do you think on? What do you do in times of need? Do you go to God? Pray to God with the little things. Pray to God with the big things. If you lost your keys, pray about it. You have no idea what happens when you start to go to God in every situation. Pray the big prayers today. Lift them up in the name of Jesus Christ. You never pray to Jesus Christ. You pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for today and everything that's going on. I pray for just the health of everyone and that you just take care of them. I also pray for my health. I don't know what I got yesterday, but that it just goes away quickly. Again, I thank you for the moments of my life. I thank you for the moments that you've given us. I pray for clear direction when it comes to the business, when it comes to everything that's happening in the world right now, that the correct steps are being made. I pray for each one of your believers today that you just work with them and show them that you're there. I thank you for the ability to go to you and talk to you and that what your son did for us so we can live this life. And again, I just lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.